The story that I'm going to tell you is about a man, and he's a good man. He's a kind man. He's generous to his family, to his wife and his children, and he's loving, and he's honest in his dealings with other people. And everyone likes him. But the thing was, he didn't believe in all this churchy stuff. He didn't believe what they were selling, and he just couldn't swallow the whole Jesus thing. Now, he said to his wife, "I don't want to upset you, but this Christmas Eve, I just really don't want to go with you and the kids to worship." So Christmas Eve comes, and his wife and his children go, and he thought, you know, if I do go, I'll feel like such a hypocrite. So he stayed home. And he said that he would wait up for them, which was nice. So he did. He stayed up for the evening while they went. Now, shortly after his wife and kids drove off in the family car, it started to snow. And he went to the window to watch the flurries start accumulating. And then he decided to get his newspaper and sit in his favorite chair by the fire. And minutes later, he was startled by a thudding noise. It was a thud and kind of a thump, and then another and another. And he thought, somebody must be throwing snowballs at the window. So he went out to look. But when he went to the door to investigate, what he found was a flock of birds that had been caught in the snowstorm. And in desperate search for shelter, they had tried to fly through his large picture window. Well, he had compassion on these birds. As I mentioned before, he was a good and kind man. And he didn't want them to freeze out there, so he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. And he thought that, you know, that would provide a nice warm shelter for them, and they would be able to make it through the storm. So he thought he should direct the birds to it. So he put on his coat and his galoshes, and he tramped through the deepening snow to the barn. And he opened the doors wide, and he turned down the light, and it was indeed warm in the barn. But the birds didn't come in. So he hurried back to the house, and he fetched some breadcrumbs. And he went out and he sprinkled them in the snow all the way to the barn, thinking that that would entice the birds to come into the barn where they would be safe from the storm. But to his dismay, the birds did not follow the breadcrumbs. They ignored them. We tried scurrying around. He tried catching them, but that didn't work either. He tried walking behind them and shooing them to the barn, but they scattered about. They didn't know he was trying to help them, and he realized that the birds were actually afraid of him. He reasoned, "I'm a strange and terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me. If only I could let them know that I'm not trying to hurt them. I'm trying to help them. But how? Because any move he made scared them, and it confused them. They just would not follow him, no matter what he tried. If only, he thought, if only I could be a bird. If I could only mingle with them and speak to them. If I could speak their language, then they would know that I'm a safe person and they can trust me. Then I could lead them to the warmth and the safety of the barn. But I would have to be one of them so that they could see and hear and understand. At that very moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears. Above the sounds of the blowing snow and the wind. And he stood there, listening to the bells pealing in the distance. The bells rang the glad tidings of Christmas, celebrating how God had come to earth as a human being some 2,000 years ago to show us the way. And he sank to his knees in the snow. And there, for the first time, he understood. And he prayed. Amen.